Willie DeVille. We welcome you. And the band is Mink DeVille. Welcome, Willie.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a couple of questions here? Where were you on the night of... The new album is Le Chat Bleu.
Le Chat Bleu.
Le Chat Bleu. Now, what, if I said that to a guy in Paris, what does that get me? I mean, what does it mean? I took Spanish.
The Champs-Élysées.
The what?
Champs-Élysées.
Oh, the Champs-Élysées?
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, I was there. I saw the Louvre.
No, it's...
You spent... One of the other things fascinating about Willie DeVille of Mink DeVille is that you spent 2 years in Paris, didn't you?
Yeah.
Kind of. What made you go there to work?
I went there pretty much for a string arranger and a sound that I like on French records that they just don't make them that way here.
It's like Ernest Hemingway going to Paris for rock. Did you see Gertrude Stein and that whole crowd?
Oh, Gertrude.
I think that's very unusual and interesting. What is the story with the Capitol Record Company and your current album? Are they being as cooperative as they can and all?
I'm fighting with them.
Yeah,
I was,
yeah,
no, the fight's
I mean.
Over. I won. What happened was I wanted to record it in Paris because of the string arranger.
Yeah.
Now, it came to me that a lot of the favorite records, my favorite records, probably your favorite records, mm-hmm. Went back to the classical form, right? Like the cello break in There Goes My Baby is da 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 da, right?
Okay. There goes my baby, that one?
Yeah, right. Well, it's part of the William Tell Overture.
Got room in the band? I always audition for a guest. Yes, go ahead. You had
so anyway, it's yeah. part of the William Tell Overture. It goes yeah. back to the classics. And I start examining the records, and instead of going C to F, they'll go C to D minor. Right.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't read music.
Hey, I don't
colors?
Read music either.
That's
it. So
I
anyway,
toy xylophone set. Thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I decided to get the real thing. So I went to Capitol and I said, "This is what I want to do." And they said, "You're nuts." And I said, "No, I can really do it. I have this whole scheme set up. You know, I know what I'm doing."
And joining us now is an old friend of mine. He's one of America's greatest songwriters, Doc Pomus. Doc, it's good to see you again. What I want to know is, how did a respectable grown-up guy like you get mixed up with this Willie DeVille here?
Well...
Who's a rapscallion if I've ever seen one.
I want to tell you, the reality is that we have been trying to know each other seriously
yeah.
for years. And then we hooked up around the bottom line time, right, Willie?
Yeah.
I had written the liner notes for some album, free of charge, by the way, because I really liked his career so much, and I liked his singing that much. And eventually we hooked up, and I think Willie wanted to get further involved in the what we call the Latin type of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me because I think I was the last existing writer who had written that kind of music.
Is that boom, boom, boom?
Yeah, Bayoun.
Bayoun, yeah. There were, in reality, like Save the Last Dance is a Bayoun rhythm. And I had consciously imported a lot of Mexican rhythms and translated them to the Latin New York street sound and a combination with those kind of songs.
It's kind of a
Save the Last Dance, though, is classical Bayoun tempo.
Well, on the new album, on Willie's album,
yeah.
there's several tunes that I heard that really remind me of you know, the Doc Palmer stuff from 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, well, it was consciously
World done Outside.
Yeah, they were consciously done. They were supposed to be those kind of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, Robin, I think
York
they
sound.
Hold up pretty favorably, you know,
I think
the
do
old
too.
Songs.
They really do, too. You don't have to say that. They really do. You know, you're the type of guy, Doc, that you have protégés. Like, hey, Willie, let me ask you. Was a collaboration, I mean, didn't matter that he was writing songs when you were an idea.
Yeah.
Right? Young at heart kind of
well,
thing?
Yeah, that was the thing, was I grew up with most of Doc's tunes. Those, you know, I
yeah.
mean, it's part of my childhood, but the thing was, you know, to meet the guy, you
yeah.
know, Louis, my guitar player, came back and said, "Doc Pomus." I said, "Oh, man, what are you kidding?
Yeah.
He wants to meet me?" Yeah. You know, so it was like, it was a thrill.
Yeah. Originally, I was a singer. I was a blues singer originally, yeah. And I used to write for people like Joe Turner, Ray Charles, mm-hmm. and rock and roll was kind of an offshoot. And I told Willie that Robin
was a blues,
played
not
great
originally.
Blues harmonica. And I remember that from the old days.
But you don't like to just sit on the past. I like that.
I think it's a question of input, vitality, you know, and. Yeah. I find a lot of the songwriters that have been doing this a long time like to talk about good old days, but I think there's no such animal. You know, you keep your vitality going and your interest in life, and it's always these days that are the best, you know. And I think I know 10 times as much about songwriting as I ever did.
Yeah. Oh, I have no doubt. You're the professor to end all professors. No, I want to thank you, Doc Palmas, and thank you, Willie DeVille, Mink DeVille, Le Chabu, the album. A lot of talent on this stage tonight. We loved it. Thank you, audience. Thank you out there in America. Watch where you're driving. Good night. See you next week.